Praise the Lord, saints. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I welcome you to the devotion. Excuse me. It's been a great blessing to all of us. I thank God for the ministration of the word in this platform. To all the people, to all of us, and the way God has used various ministers, it's been quite a blessing. And therefore, on my part, it's even being a challenge to see how God can work in a simple way and complicated way to reach his own people. Now, I'm Pastor Kimani Njogu from Kenya, and I was requested by Pastor Andrew Ferry to share this week. So I want to request for your prayers as we continue. Now, I just want to start with the maybe I would call it an introduction, a foundation of what I'm trusting the Lord has put in my heart to share with you in this platform. And I want to read from, my sharing will come from the book of Proverbs 18, verse 10 and 11. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Verse 11, "The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit." Now, I want to title my sharing to be "The name of the Lord is a strong tower." Now, these are the proverb speaks. About the name of the Lord being a strong tower. And I want to connect this with the book of 2 Samuel 22, verse 2. If you can also be of help to us. Second Samuel 22, verse 2. Admit it for verse 1, sorry. "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him I'll trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence." Now, this was David acknowledging the salvation of the Lord from his enemies. If you would have time and go to chapter 21 and maybe be able to read it, go to verse 15, you see how the Philistines said warred against David. And the Bible says that when David went down with the servants to fight the Philistines, David waxed faint. And one of the sons of the giants, the giant called Ishbi-Benob, had a very strong spear, big spear. He said it was almost weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. But you see, he was about to kill David. But God rescued him by the hand of Abishai. And he raised again. After that, there was another Philistine who was the son of the giant. And they all tried to rise against him. And they were about actually to kill him and destroy him. But the servants of David fought back. Now, when after this fighting is over, David acknowledges that it is God who has actually rescued him. It is him that who has given him that opportunity. Who has granted him the salvation, the deliverance. And that's why he says that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. He is the God of my rock. In him will I trust. After he sees what God, excuse me, after he sees what God did, after he sees what God had done to him, he realizes it was not his own making. He would have been slain by the Philistines. But God intervened and saved him. And therefore, he says that the Lord God of my rock is, in fact, he says that in him will I trust. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. Oh my. Remember also that it's same David who had met Goliath. And this Goliath had scared the Israelites out of their wits. But when God comes down, you see, David faces Goliath. And Goliath, you know, when he faces Goliath, ridicules him. David says something in the book of 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. And the Philistines said to David, come to me, and I'll give thy flesh and the force of the air and the beast of the field. They said, David the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. You know, David had enough testimony and confidence in this name of the Lord God of Israel, who, or by whom the Philistines had defied. And it talks, therefore, the book of the book of Proverbs, speaks of the name of the Lord being a strong tower. There was enough indication. So what do you say that? Let's look at maybe some other scripture here. The book of Psalms 18, verse 2. You see, I just want to give us maybe enough background to look at this, that when we come, as the Lord will lead us into more details. Bible says this, David speaking again about this when he was out of distress, okay, that the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I'll trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Yes. Oh my. Verse 3 says, and I'll call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. So already, you know, that's acknowledgement of how strong God is to them that are right with him, the righteous. Okay? In chapter 61 of the book of Psalms, chapter 61 of the book of Psalms, he says this, verse 3 to 4. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Amen. And he says, verse 5, I will even to add that. For thou, O God, hast heard my voice. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Amen. You see, so already, you know, this name that David was looking at, I would also wish that we look at that name also in our day as we shall go on. But you can see how when David puts that trust of in his trust in that name, you see, he could talk of it confidently, he could speak of it confidently, and he could even talk of it, say that is a safety of the righteous when they are faced by the enemies. They run there and are safe. They don't even walk. The Bible says they run. Not say this morning, brothers and sisters, it is also high time that we acknowledge this name of the Lord. In the book of John, or before you come to the book of John, let me use this other scripture, the book of Psalms, Psalm 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Amen. You see, it's a prayer that David offers and to God. You see, we have to read chapter 144 of the book of Psalms. Then just allow me to read the scriptures, and I think we shall be able to, I should continue expounding that the Lord will lead us. Because it's necessary. He says this, verse 1. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is, sorry, exactly that. So it is this, you see, that he considers the strength that comes in trusting the Lord. The strength comes in trusting in the name. And in the book of John, Bible speaks here that First John, let me just look at it. First John, verse. John. chapter 1, verse 12. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he to become, sorry, gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. Amen. So there is that part where God, you know, who speaks about what becomes of them that have put their trust in his name. And now David speaks, you see, who are these? They are the righteous. Now, who are the righteous? I want to speak about it now here. Who are the righteous? Just as maybe I may conclude with this. Who are the righteous? The Bible speaks the godly, the upright. Oh, the explanation, sorry. I'm talking about explanation of the meaning of the righteous. These are the godly, the upright, who are in right standing with God. The consistently righteous. These are the ones that have the right to run to the name of the Lord, and it becomes their safety. Therefore, we need to be right with God before we have received, you know, the safety of God. So it says, the righteous run unto him and are safe. And when David was speaking at this, he had enough experience, okay, and we being witnesses of the life of David, a man after God's own heart, you see, how God delivered him. We can also put our trust in this name if our standing is right with God and we are going to be safe. May the Lord bless you, brothers. We shall continue tomorrow as the Lord leads. Have a good day. Lord bless you. Shalom.